From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel Friday to offer U.S. support in Belgium's investigation and future counterterrorism efforts, and to deliver condolences and express solidarity after Tuesday's terror attacks. In a news conference following the meeting, Kerry aimed some comments directly at those involved.
We, all of us, representing countless nationalities, have a message for those who inspired or carried out the attacks here, or in Paris, or in Ankara, in Tunis, San Bernardino, or elsewhere. We will not be intimidated. We will not be deterred. And we will come back with greater resolve, with greater strength, and we will not rest until we have eliminated your nihilistic beliefs and cowardice from the face of this earth.
Also Friday, a U.S. official said two Americans were among those who died in Tuesday's attacks. The officials did not give details or identities. A consortium of political parties and civil society groups in Liberia urged the UN peacekeeping mission in Liberia, also known as UNMIL, to stay on after its mandate ends in June. Mulba Morlu, vice chairman of operations and mobilization for Liberia's main opposition Congress for Democratic Change, told VOA that they want UNMIL's continued presence in Liberia to protect democratic governance and fair elections in 2017. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr threatened increased protests on Friday if Iraq's prime minister does not enact government reforms. Sadr has called on Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to address corruption and cronyism within the government by replacing current ministers with more experienced leaders who do not have political affiliations. His followers have staged weekly rallies to pressure the government to make changes. Abadi has expressed concern that the protests could endanger Iraq's security, but has yet to act on reforms. Christians around the world are observing Good Friday, marking the crucifixion of Jesus. Security was tight in Jerusalem. Robert Berger has the story.
Pilgrims from around the world marched in the traditional Good Friday procession in Jerusalem's Old City. It was a sparse turnout this year in the wake of 6 months of violence. Jerusalem has been the focal point of a wave of Palestinian stabbing attacks on Israelis, and Israeli police and soldiers were out in force. Italian pilgrim Emilio Carmone said Jerusalem looks like an armed camp.
In all my life, I don't see so many weapons like in one day here in Jerusalem.
The procession wound up at the ancient Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the traditional site of Jesus' crucifixion. It is there on Easter Sunday that Christians will celebrate the resurrection. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The United States and Russia are calling for the drafting of a new Syrian constitution by August. Following a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said both countries agreed to push both the Syrian government and the opposition to free all political prisoners. The Turkish military says a car bomb has killed three soldiers and wounded 24 when the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, attacked a military post in southeast Turkey late on Thursday. Turkey says more than 1,000 militants have been killed in the largely Kurdish southeast since a PKK ceasefire collapsed in July. On Friday, the legendary British rock and roll group The Rolling Stones will put on a historic concert in Cuba, where their music was once banned.
Obviously, something's happened in the last...
That's what happens when you ban things.
It's, you know, time changes everything. And so we're very pleased to be here. And I'm sure it's going to be a great show.
Even before arriving in Havana, the Rolling Stones said the show will be a milestone for the group, and they hope for the people of Cuba, too. For more, log on to voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.